A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
The view sweeps over rocky, mountainous terrain. Text appears, a Netflix documentary, a Vernon Films production. Subtitles appear.
I want to become rain scouring the roof. I want to become a wave and take away the past. I want to become fire, burn and purify. But if I can, I want to be myself.
A calm pool lies below slopes with patches of snow. The title appears, The Joys and Sorrows of Young Yugua. Inside, a young man sits at a small, cluttered dining table, wearing a crisp white shirt.
I'm about to introduce myself.
The young East Asian man serves himself food.
My name is Ying Yuguo. I'm 16 years old. Born and raised in Kunming, China.
The view swoops over rocky ridges lit by a low orange sun.
I often dream I'm a dragon. I can go anywhere, see the world, find my true home.
Yuguo types on a laptop.
I really like communicating with people in English. I enjoy expanding my vocabulary. That's why I write here to you all. I love literature deeply. And most books are read up by Central and Eastern European authors.
Pushpins crowd a map of Eastern Europe.
I'm in grade 10 in high school, and I feel like a dragon flapping its wings in a dark dungeon. I love poetry books, especially Eastern European romantics. But most people call those useless books because they can't help you with exams.
Hands hold Chinese books. One features illustrations of insects.
A well-known Polish poet said, "I prefer the absurdity of writing poetry to the absurdity of not writing poetry." Well, I prefer the absurdity of reading poetry.
Why do you wail, O Forest Tree, by Mihai Eminescu?
Forest, why are you so troubled? There's no wind and there's no rain, yet your branches are in pain. Yes, I'm troubled. You know why? Because the summer's almost over, and my leaves are quickly falling.
The voice of Cai Qing, Yuguo's mother. I'd call my son the carer of the stars. Like he could only talk to the universe. A magnifying glass moves over tree bark, a snail, and waving grass. There's no one on Earth that could understand him. Birds perch inside indoor display cages. He had this special loneliness. Fingers tap the display. A colorful bird flutters in its enclosure. The view moves past fish tanks glowing in the dark, as if he was breathing, but nobody else could hear his existence. My heart ached because the only thing I could do was let him cry in my arms. I'd hold him in my arms and pat his back. Cai Qing, Yuguo's mother, works on an illustration. His father, Yin Yonglin, sprays a plant.
My parents love me so much and understand me. But if I can't study abroad, life can't carry on.
Yuguo sits for a video selfie.
I hope for four things. The first is to be able to continue to enrich myself intellectually. The second is to be able to take pleasure in all kinds of creative endeavors, like literature and art. The third is to carry out my own creative activities and contribute to the arts and cultures of the world. And the fourth one is to find true love in a new society.
Hands type on a laptop.
Dear Romanian National Ministry of Education, I'm writing this letter to explain why I dream to study in Romania. Dear Sir or Madam of University of Bacău, salutations. I'm a Chinese senior high school student, and I'm fond of Romanian culture, especially Mihai Eminescu.
An older white man.
Yuguo's email inquiring about the possibility of studying in Romania was in my inbox when I arrived at work.
My dream is to come to Romania, the country of literature in my heart, to learn Romanian and become a real literary worker.
Adriana Pavloi, Vasil Alexandri University, Bacău.
Of all the emails I get from young people who want to study in Romania, none say, I'm in love with Romania. So I replied immediately, as he was the student I'd always hoped for.
The view soars over misty hills to a wide valley.
I always knew I was a Carpathian dragon. Isn't this such a wonderful coincidence that my university is right at the foot of Carpathian Mountains?
The view rotates and continues onward. It turns and careens downward as though bumping into the mountain. Ching stands at a bathroom mirror. He was going to be a student in Romania. She carefully applies lipstick. How to protect him? We hadn't given him any constraints. He was going to live freely. But I still wanted to protect him under the wings of the old hen. Yigua's parents emerge from a dark hallway into daylight. I took a picture of him as we left for the airport. I didn't want to be corny or sentimental, but I was afraid of missing him too much. Yigua's parents ride in a car. Yin Yonglin, Yigua's father.
Going abroad to Romania to study, this was his wish, which was a good thing. So even though in my heart I didn't want him to go so far, I wasn't going to stop him.
They pass towering high-rise buildings beneath a gray sky. I felt him watching me in the side mirror, looking at me with a smile. But I had to grit my teeth and carefully mask my heartbreak. The car enters a tunnel, the scene goes black. An airplane window cover lifts to reveal a vast stretch of clouds.
My biggest adventure so far.
Leaving for a new cave by Yin Yuguo.
It's time to leave for a new cave. A higher one, wider, and with light that is brighter. On the way, the weather may snow, and the winds may heavily blow. But since one is calling, I know. I must go.
A gray sky hangs over a small train station platform.
Adrian, I think he was surprised to arrive in a town of only 200,000 people like Bacău. People don't come here. This is not Bucharest or one of the big cities. You're either just passing through or something's wrong.
Handheld footage.
Hi, Mother. This is it. Vasile Alexandru University in Bacău. Look at the old building.
A painting.
This is Eminescu, of course. This is Mr. Adrian. You know him already. He always helps me. This is my class. And this is Ms. Druga. She teaches Romanian grammar. And the amazing Mr. Danila.
Ioan Danila, Romanian language teacher.
This was my first contact with a Chinese person.
Petronella Savin, no foreigners come here just to study Romanian culture and language, or at least not in our university. I'd heard he was at the university. Luminita Druga, teacher, and I saw a young man, tall. Elena Bonta, teacher. What always amazed me was the way he dressed. Luminita, always wearing a white shirt.
Adrian, buttoned all the way up.
Petronella, impeccably ironed. He would wipe the blackboard, although I was used to doing it myself. Luminita, he always offered to carry my laptop. I'd say, don't worry, I can handle it. No, teacher.
Adrian, I actually asked him, I said, sorry to ask, how many million inhabitants does the city you come from have? And when he said it's five times bigger than Bucharest, I asked, so why did you come to Bacău, to Romania?
In a plaza, string lights illuminate near a statue. Blog entry by Yin Yuguo.
I like the city of Bacău. On the weekends, I enjoy going to sleep right before the sunrise and getting up in the mild sunshine of Romanian afternoon. wearing a tie, with sleepy eyes, trying to end the rest of tiredness with a cup of coffee.
In handheld footage, a young boy waves.
But I must practice more.
More street scenes.
What I wish for you, sweet Romania. What I wish for you, sweet Romania. What I wish for you, sweet Romania. Ion. Of all of Eminescu's poems, he was most attached to that anthem. Let's call it that. What I wish for you, sweet Romania. My country of glory, the country I long for.
Petronella. He asked me to listen to him recite it. He recited it twice and then he insisted on hearing me recite.
May you have a future as great as your past. Sweet Romania, this I wish for you.
Irina Bacuanu, History Museum, Bacău. We hosted the National Day of Culture at the Alpha Gallery in Bacău, and that's when Iugua appeared. Ovidiu Unguranu, photographer.
A young Chinese man came down the alley. He stopped in front of the gallery and said, "Good day," in Romanian. What was he up to? We were amused by it. I captured this, which was very comical, with the Astrakhan hat, a traditional Romanian hat.
At an event, Irina, to celebrate not just our national poet, Mihai Eminescu, but Romanian culture as a whole.
People were quite apathetic. It was a dull event. We were just there to show face.
Irina, halfway through the event, Iugua addresses the crowd.
Good day. Today I have Eminescu's What I Wish For You, Sweet Romania.
Irina, the audience was fascinated.
The room went quiet.
Tincuta Bernevic, George Bacovia Memorial House. What is this boy doing here? How come he can speak Romanian? Fyodor George Calcan, writer.
You could read the awe on people's faces because of how well he spoke the language.
Iugua reads.
What I wish for you, sweet Romania, my country of glory, the country I long for.
Ovidiu.
Now laugh if you can. When we first saw him, we laughed like idiots.
Dumitru Branienu, writer.
But he wowed everyone.
Like the night stars, like the day's dawn, may you live forever full of glory and joy.
Yuan, I was watching him, listening to him, and I was convinced I'm in the presence of an extraordinary being.
Iugua smiles and leans toward a white woman. She says something and nods.
And now in Chinese. What I wish for you, sweet Romania.
Elena, that's exactly what the event needed. A young Chinese man coming out of nowhere to recite Eminescu. He seemed to fit in. He was looking for his place amongst Romanians and in our culture. But we also needed someone like him to discover us the way that Iugua did.
Sweet Romania, this I wish for you.
Woman, thank you. At home in their apartment, Iugua's parents sit facing each other at a table. Irina, he said he was the only son of a family of university teachers. I thought it was amazing that he was allowed by his family to travel so far at such a young age. Younglin corrects a typed paper. Qing writes. Qing, although he was far from us, he was accomplishing his mission. He was so happy to share his daily discoveries and happiness with us. In handheld footage, a crow perches on an evergreen tree. Blog entry by Yin Yuguo.
If you have the opportunity to observe a crow carefully, you will find that the crow's feathers and posture are extremely beautiful. Crows are rarely seen in my hometown.
Snow blankets a street. Untitled poem by Yin Yuguo.
white the winter, clouds hanging high in the sky, foggy the sight, merciless as the dragon's flame.
Julian Gitu, dorm security guard.
He hadn't seen snow before. He was very happy. When it snowed late at night, he'd come outside.
Cristina Leonte, neighbor. He wanted to absorb everything. Atmosphere, nature, buildings, trees, birds. Images flash. A flying crow, a pink-tinted sky, snow on a tiled roof, sun shining through tree branches.
I'm often disappointed by Romania. But he saw it with completely different eyes and showed me that Romania is really beautiful.
Handheld footage of a landscape from an aerial gondola, traditional folk costumes, and photos. Iulian Bucur, Ethnographic Museum.
He started coming to our museum and he was more serious than any of us. We tried to talk to him in English, but he only wanted to hear Romanian. He'd come here to learn our language.
Luminita, he wanted to know everything. Tincuta Bernovic, George Bakova Memorial House. He seemed like from a different era. He was delicate on the inside. That's what I felt, that he was pure. Elena, he was searching for something with so much thirst and with so much intensity. At a train station, Irina, he really wanted to go to Alba Iulia. The journey to Alba Iulia is hellish. I don't know many people in Bacău who would just grab a flag and take the train to Alba Iulia on the 1st of December when it's so cold.
Wake up, Romanian, from the sleep of death.
At home, Iugua's parents read. Ching, he called us. He was very excited. He couldn't sleep that night. He sang the Romanian anthem all the way to Alba Iulia on the train journey. He said, "Mom, I'll take part in a big parade. I'll be with everyone in the middle of the crowd." Blog entry by Yen Yugua.
This year, all of Romania is headed to Alba Iulia for the 100th anniversary of the unification. I was fortunate to participate in and document the celebrations.
In photos, people hold up the blue, yellow, and red flag of Romania. They chant, "Long live Great Romania." Victor Ciovirnaci, participant.
I met Yugua at Alba Iulia. He was wearing more Romanian flags than any of us. He was so emotional and happy and said, "We're going to celebrate together."
Blog entry by Yen Yugua.
I'm not worried about being lonely anymore. The people here have shown me the greatest warmth. They helped me and trust me even I haven't done anything practical to their country. Just showing my love to their nation.
Archival footage of Yugua.
Yes.
Why did you come here today?
I love Romanian culture and literature. Today I'm here to celebrate with everyone. Happy birthday, Romania. I wish Romania and the Romanian people will have a great future.
Where are you from?
China. Yes.
Victor, for someone to come from such a faraway place and talk so beautifully and simply about you. I don't know, that never happens.
People invited me to have traditional Romanian food. They all chatted with me and regarded me as a friend.
In handheld footage, flags wave in front of huge glowing screens at night.
We were so happy that night.
In photos, fireworks streak into the dark night sky. In an office, Ioan flips through a thin newspaper.
Ioan, here it is, his first published article. 1st of December, Alba Iulia, by Yin Yugua.
A paved path cuts through a park with green grass and lush trees. Blog entry by Yin Yugua.
When I'm happy, I like to go to the park. The sovereignty of the Min Park in Bakau belongs to the crows. The sound of flapping wings is endless.
In handheld footage, crows perch in high branches.
I feel like the dragon finally found his home.
A flock of crows passes overhead.
I still have a lot to explore, a lot to see and discover. But I have a lot of time and all my energy, which is limitless.
The scene goes black. Then, in handheld footage, a snowy field passes by with an industrial plant in the distance. Tinkuta Bernovic, George Bakovia Memorial House, Tinkuta. I met young Yen Yugua on January 4th, 2019. He came to visit the museum. And at the end of the guided tour, he wanted to write something in the visitor book. And because he was so tall, he knelt down. It was an extraordinary moment. It was like a prayer for the history of the place. So I asked if I could take a photo. In a photo, Yugua kneels to sign the guest book. Tinkuta, later on, that photograph, unfortunately, became the one by which the police identified him after the tragedy that took place. A train glides along a track through a misty, snow-veiled valley pass.
On Friday night, he told me he wanted to go visit Nemt Fortress.
Luminita, I asked him not to go. There were weather warnings.
But he decided to go. He took the train. And in a station along the way, the train was stationary for a bit longer than usual. Without any means of information, Yugua panicked. He thought that's where he was supposed to get off. He decided to jump as the train was leaving. He opened the door and saw a sea of snow. Without knowing that underneath the snow there was a stone mile marker, which he hit his head on. The end was instantaneous.
Bare trees flank a pair of empty train tracks. Snowflakes drift through the air. The scene goes black. In archival footage, young Yugua sits in a tub as his mother bathes him. Ching, I remember you were playing in the bathtub when you were small. The water splashed everywhere, and the whole room was filled with your laughter. You said, I think the nature of the universe is ashes. The Earth is the ashes of the sun. The sun is the ashes of the galaxy. Everything is ashes. You were five. As a toddler, Yugua grins, then sits with Yonglin. Preschool-aged Yugua shuffles around in oversized sandals. In the present, Yonglin sits in the car with his eyes closed as it moves through a dark tunnel.
I lost the ability to smile. If there is indeed a parallel universe, I hope he's there, pursuing his dreams. I hope he's healthy and happy in that world, living the life he wants.
In archival footage, young Yugua rests his head on Yonglin's shoulder. In the present, the car emerges into the daylight. Yonglin keeps his eyes shut tight.
I must learn to be strong.
He opens his eyes. Ching stares out her window as raindrops bead on the glass. Ching, many asked us if we regret letting him go. We don't. We don't have regrets. The biggest wish parents have is to see their child realize their dreams. If we are afraid to follow our dreams, then we can't have anything. Macau is his home. Because it's in the Carpathian Mountains. Because he spent 80 incredibly happy days there. In photos, Yugua poses with others. He wears an Astrakhan cap, then a Romanian flag scarf. In footage from the celebration, he holds a Romanian flag. Ching, he said, "Mom, I dreamt I was a dragon flying in the sky. But I died. My heart was stabbed. I fell from the sky, and my flesh was given to many people." He told me the dream made him happy. The view swoops low along a sunlit valley, passing over evergreen trees and rocks dotting the orange-brown landscape. The scene fades to black. Text appears. On March 15, 2019, the day he would have turned 17, Yugua was declared an honorary citizen of Macau. Yugua's parents have established a scholarship at Macau University in their son's name to reward outstanding literature students. They plan to sponsor this for the rest of their lives. Dedicated to Yugua and his loving parents. Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Liz Gutman. Voiced by Sri Gordon, Chris Doy, and Brigham O'Brien. Credits. Written and directed by Alinka Kalugurano. Producer, Mara Adina. Director of Photography, Baroka Biro. Editor, Alinka Kalugurano. Original music, Gene Back. Sound designer, Jacques Peterson. Credits continue. Yugua's voice in the film is a mixture of his original writings read by Hao Ming, Jeff Chen, and voice memo recordings recovered from Yugua's phone. Copyright 2022, Vernon Films Limited, all rights reserved.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.